Do you know where you were born?
Yeah, I was born in San Francisco.
Okay. And what, do you remember what year?
I think it was 1552, 1452.
Hey, Dad, do you know what day it is today?
Yeah. January 19th, 1951. I was born in January 19th, 1951.
This is my dad, Jordan Honig, and for the last 4 or 5 years, he's been displaced in time.
Do you remember when you first started to get Alzheimer's?
I didn't get Alzheimer's.
You didn't?
No.
You can almost say he's a time traveler because he slips through time and space. Sometimes you might even catch him in the present, but it depends, I guess. So for the past year, he's lived in a nursing home, and it's this tiny little corridor. It's the type of place where there's linoleum flooring and then fluorescent lights, and there's hardly any windows. It's the sort of place where the scenery never really changes.
And anything important that we should know about this year, 1951?
There really was a big wave. I was the first person to start creating things to eat. Everything I could think of that you would need to be in an ark.
Oh, this is the Ark story.
Yes.
The story of the Great Ark.
Yes.
And then the wave, the tidal wave came. That was the tidal wave you were talking about earlier.
Yes, the tsunami.
And you had your Ark built.
Yes, the Ark was already built, and it's still running.
So he's talked about the Ark before. I started documenting my dad around the time that he was diagnosed when he was 60. And he's had these reoccurring themes, and one of them is the Great Flood, or maybe sometimes it's a tsunami wave, and the Ark. This is taped from him 4 years ago.
In your adolescence, you went to Israel too, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and we were looking at what was left of the Ark, and in the Ark we found not just Israeli coins, but Bedouin coins.
He did actually go to Israel when he was out of college. But of course, finding the Ark is a bit of an elaboration. But at different stages, he's been building the Ark, or maybe he's been searching for the Ark. But now he's progressed to sailing the Ark. And it's this need to escape the impending tsunami, this wave that's going to come at him and crash down over everything.
It was a way of keeping alive, yes.
Seems like that's kind of what's happening in your head a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And as you got everything that you could onto mm-hmm. the Ark,
and then
as
would
the
go,
wave came,
they go.
To lose my dad in this way makes me wonder, what is a person without time? Who do we become without a present or a past? Just lost at sea. This piece was produced by Patrick Quick, Matthew Hodapp, and Esther Honig as part of the 24-hour radio race from KCRW's Independent Producer Project.